Sir? She whispered. Blouse opened his eyes, saw her, and then turned and frantically scrabbled by the bed.
Here they are, sir, said Polly, handing him his spectacles. Ah, Perks, thank you, said the lieutenant, sitting up. Midnight, is it?
A bit after, sir.
Oh, dear, then we must hurry. Quick, pass me my breeches. Have the men had a good night?
We were attacked by Slovenian troops, sir. First, heavy dragoons. We took them prisoner, sir. No casualties, sir.
Because they didn't expect us to fight. They wanted to take us alive. And they walked in on Carborundum and Maledict and me. It had been hard, very hard to force herself to swing that cudgel. But once she had done it, it had felt easy. And then she'd felt embarrassed about being caught in a petticoat, even though she had her breeches on underneath. She'd gone from boy to girl just by thinking it, and it had been so easy. She needed some time to consider this. She needed time to think about a lot of things. She suspected that time was going to be in short supply. Blouse was still sitting there with his breeches half on, staring at her.
"Run that past me again one more time, will you, Perks?" he said. "You have captured some of the enemy?"
"Not just me, sir. I only got two of them," said Polly. "We all are piled in, sir."
"Heavy dragoons?"
"Yes, sir.
That's the Prince's personal regiment. They've invaded.
I think it was more of a patrol, sir. 7 men.
And none of you are hurt?"
"No, sir.
Pass me my shirt. Oh, blast!"
It was then that Polly noticed the bandage around his right hand. It was red with blood. He saw her expression.
"A bit of a self-inflicted wound, Perks," he said nervously. "Brushing up on my sword drill after supper. Nothing serious, just a bit rusty, you know. Can't quite manage buttons. If you would be so good..."
Polly helped the lieutenant struggle into the rest of his clothes and threw his other possessions in a bag. It took a special kind of man, she reflected, to cut his sword hand with his own sword.
"I should pay my bill," the lieutenant muttered as they hurried down the darkened stairs.
"Can't, sir. Everyone's fled, sir.
Perhaps I should leave them a note, do you think? I wouldn't like them to think that I'd done a runner without..."
"They've all gone, sir,"
said Polly, pushing him toward the front door. She stopped outside the barracks, straightened his coat and stared at his face.
"Did you wash last night, sir?"
There was no—" Blouse began.
The response was automatic. Even though she was 15 months younger, she'd mothered Paul for too long.
"Handkerchief?" she demanded.
And since some things get programmed into the brain at an early age, one was obediently produced.
"Spit?"
Polly commanded. Then she used the damp hanky to wipe a mark off Blouse's face, and realised, as she was doing it, that she was doing it. There was no going back. The only way out was ahead.
"All right," she said brusquely. "Have you got everything?"
"Yes, Perks."
"Have you been to the privy this morning?"
Her mouth went on while her brain cowered in fear of a court-martial. "I'm in shock," she thought, "and so's he. So you cling to what you know. And you can't stop."
No, Perks," said the lieutenant.
"Then you must go properly before we get in a boat, all right?"
"Yes, Perks."
"In you go, then. There's a good lieutenant."
She leaned against the wall and got her breath back in a few hurried gulps as Blouse stepped into the building, then slipped in after him.
"Officer present!"
Jackram barked. The squad, already lined up, stood to varying degrees of attention. The sergeant crashed to attention in front of Blouse, causing the young man to sway backward.
"Apprehended enemy scouting party, sir. Dangerous business all round, sir. In view of the emergency nature of the emergency, sir, and seeing as how you have no NCO, what with Corporal Strappy having scarpered, and seeing as how I'm an old soldier in good standing, you are allowed to conscript me as an auxiliary under Duchess's Regulations, Rule 796, Section 3A, Paragraph 2, sir. Thank you, sir."
"What?" said Blouse, staring around blearily, and becoming aware that in a world of sudden turmoil there was a big red coat that seemed to know what it was doing.
"Oh, yes, fine. Rule 796, you say? Absolutely. Well done. Carry on, Sergeant."
"Are you in command here?"
barked Horrence, standing.
"Indeed I am, Captain," said Blouse.
Horrence looked him up and down.
"You?"
he said, disdain oozing from the word.
"Indeed, sir,"
said Blouse, his eyes narrowing.